We're back.
We are back. Where have we been?
I don't know, man. I don't remember when the last podcast was. So.
Well, it's been a busy summer.
Yeah.
Traveling, vacationing.
You've been gone.
Busy. I've been gone a lot. But
hopefully you missed us. If not,
yeah.
That's fine too.
We have to reintroduce ourselves.
Yeah. I'm Brandon.
I'm Bob.
We are Stitch Files.
We are Stitch Files.
Our powers combined.
All right. You're in the beautiful world headquarters of Bearden, where every decision in this company comes from. And we're talking worldwide. No matter where you are within our voices, every major decision comes through this little office in Archdale, North Carolina. And if you don't believe it, it's your problem.
Yeah. Take it up with us. We're in charge.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have a couple of very special guests.
I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, and we've been promising it since the last couple of episodes.
Well, they were on vacation too, I think.
They were, yes.
And, you know, which it's hard to get people. Everybody has vacation in the summertime, of course. Mm-hmm. So, but
sometimes over.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to school.
It is. It is back to school.
Fix yourself there, buddy.
Oh, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we have two guests from FlexFit.
Yupong.
And we're going to be sewing one of their products in Fort Worth. So mm-hmm. I thought it'd be a good idea to get them on here. So we'll bring them in. Good. Is it morning there? It is, isn't it?
Hi.
Hey guys.
Yes, it is morning.
Okay.
Pleasure to be here. Pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Are you guys both on the West Coast?
Well, I'm located on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, yeah. It ain't morning for you, so.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, introduce yourself and give your title, and we'll get into this thing.
So, my name is Richard. I work here at FlexFit New York. I'm the sales manager for the blank promotional department. And we have David.
Hello, my name is David. I'm the marketing director for FlexFit since May last year. So relatively new and excited to get things going.
Okay, awesome. Well, first off, thanks to the both of you for deciding to do this. And hopefully we didn't have to pull your arm too hard to get you to agree. So we appreciate it.
Not at all. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So I guess, Richard, I'll ask you, so or either one of you, kind of give us a history of FlexFit and Yupong and the brand and just kind of a brief history, if you can.
So you mind if I answer this, David?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. So we are Yupong FlexFit. Yupong is our parent company, and FlexFit is our U.S. office / our product identity. Next year will be our 50th anniversary manufacturing heads.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. It's a big milestone for us. And we're the first ones to ever develop, patent, and market the stretchable hat called FlexFit since the early 2000s.
That's pretty cool. So 50 years.
Yes.
Is there a big party planned for next year?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Huge party.
And so when are we getting our invitations in the mail? Or are you guys going to email us?
Just say it's in the mail.
David will handle that. David will handle that.
Well, I figured they would fly us up first
class. You're talking
about
vacation, but that was my vacation right there, flying for that.
Oh, really?
It's an ongoing battle.
Yeah.
But we're very excited. It's a huge year. Not a lot of companies or brands can celebrate 50 years. Let alone 10. So we're trying to make a bit of a deal out of it. And definitely invite y'all to whatever you get going.
Now, see, this will be broadcast to millions of people. So if you back out on this, there's going to be repercussions.
Well, I'm not sure what I've committed to. I mean,
I heard first class tickets to New York.
Yeah. I saw like a Coachella video.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I'm sorry.
The call dropped.
We're definitely excited about it. Cool.
I've been in the industry 30 years, a little over 30 years. And of course, you know, I've been aware of the Yupong brand for a long time. When did FlexFit actually come about?
So if you don't mind me talking about FlexFit a little bit, Richard.
Sure, take it away.
So FlexFit was developed first in 1994. And I think when it first started by us trying to create a new, well, it's more based on the devotion of our parent company, UPong, and it's continuing to expand what it meant to be a hat, what comfort meant as headwear, and just trying to innovate what that market is and try to see and show, pioneer what it could be. And I think the stretch hat came about mm-hmm. after actual real life applications of hats and seeing how people's heads and different sizes would go against their heads and faces and whatnot. And it was very difficult to find a specific size for some people. And I think, and especially in an athletic environment, you need a little bit more flexibility to go along with whatever activity you're doing, alongside all the technical benefits you can have from a sweatband or whatnot. So there's a lot of developments in textile that were happening that weren't really getting applied to headwear, which is, I think, the sweet spot that we filled with FlexFit.
Yeah, you mentioned expanding heads. One of us in this room has an ever-expanding ego that the FlexFit can't accommodate.
Yeah, I desperately need this. I can go anywhere from
that's really with R&D.
Yeah, that's I go anywhere from a small to a triple, quadruple, extra large. let's talk a little bit. I've got one of these FlexFit new caps here in front of me. So, and a little backstory on this from our perspective. We were at the Atlantic City show back in March of this year. Yep. And Brandon, you were there.
I was there.
And John Young came over to the booth and he said, have you seen our new cap? And I said, no. It was a really busy show. So he said, when you get a chance, you know, come over and look at it. So we found a lull in the you know, in the show when we could get over and look at it. And he showed us this new cap that it's I'll let you guys explain it. One of you can explain the concept behind this cap, the benefits, you know, for our customers. It'd be better if it came from you guys.
Sure. So, like I said earlier, our brand first created the FlexFit stretchable hat back in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. It was a revolutionary product back then because it came in two different sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, which basically covers 10 sizes of the fitted hat range.
Okay.
So which meant less stock, you know, less inventory and less money. Mm-hmm. After a few decades of, you know, performing well, we kind of decided, hey, we need a brand new innovative product to take us into the next milestone. And hence, that's why the FlexFit New was born. So the FlexFit New is a brand new patented technology where it uses a tri-layer front panel and minimal stitching, which Bob was talking about, which makes it for a cleaner look and a sharper silhouette, perfect for decoration, especially embroidery and heat applications. And last but not least, we've added our new Active Guard technology, which is a enhanced cool and dry technology, which I'll delve more into as we go on with the interview.
Nice. Yeah, I know, you know, you guys were so nice, so kind as to send us some of these. I did a little testing. Well, Brandon and I did, you know, in our office here, we have some embroidery machines. And I sewed some logos on there, and I was pretty impressed with the way that they sew. One thing that really set you apart is what John was showing me at the Atlantic City show was every embroidery machine, it doesn't matter what make it is, I have a hard time sewing that center seam. Mm-hmm. And because it has so many stitches in it, a lot of times it has excess glue in it. And then you got the stiff buckram back there. And it's difficult for folks to, even with a Baradin, which I'll give ourselves a little feather in the cap. You know, we feel like we're the best machine out there, but you know, it's tough if it's not digitized properly, if it's not framed properly. The number one issue that we hear from folks everywhere is sewing these structured caps. So you guys have figured out a way to make that seam embroidery machine friendly. And I think that's huge. And because so many people want these structured hats and the, you know, we call them the trucker style hats with the mesh on them, it's just really important that customers are able to sew these without a whole lot of fuss and frustration. But if you want to tell us a little bit how you came up and not give away any trade secrets, I'm not asking you that, but you know, who came up with this idea and concept to make this seem more user-friendly?
So Bob, good question. I mean, for the longest time when we go to trade shows in various different markets, the majority of the questions that our customers and visitors ask is, how do you go on about with the broken needles?
Right.
How do you resolve the broken needle issue when you're doing the center front seam? And, you know, for the longest time, our answer was basically generic. Slow down your RPM, use thicker needles, try to invest more on the thread. But basically, you know, that wasn't the cure for the problem. What we did with the FlexFit New was, instead of sewing on the front seam, like all the seam, like the center front seam, like a standard, 6-panel hat, we patented a way where we bonded and seam sealed the front seams. So instead of a 6 to 8 layered, traditional 6-panel hat, our FlexFit New only has 3 layers.
Okay.
Which in turn translates to increased productivity, substantial decrease in thread and needle breakage. And like Bob mentioned, you don't have to play around with the digitizing anymore.
Yeah, and you mentioned the productivity, you know, folks not having to slow down their machine to get over that center seam. Yeah, I mean, that can be a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed too, you know, when we frame them, how well they sit on the cap frame. And I don't know how much embroidery experience either you guys have, but, you know, it's really important to get that cap, you know, as close to the cylinder arm as you possibly can so it doesn't flag, you know, where, it, you know, it doesn't bounce up and down. And what that can do is cause the needle to misdirect and not hit the hole, and it's going to go, you know, it's going to hit the side of the cylinder arm or not hit the hole exactly in the center and break a needle. And that's the issue that embroiderers have sewing a really stiff cap or stiff anything, really. It's needle deflection.
So when we tested our hats before launching it, we've basically kept our RPM at an average of 900, which in turn raised productivity about 25%.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
The whole thing about that was I'm kind of new, so I don't have a lot to contribute to this conversation, but I do have a story, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Please.
I was a bit pessimistic when they said this is easier to embroider and all that, because when I first joined, it was all in theory. But then I think you saw this. You might have saw this at Atlantic City. John actually came up with a contraption that people could actually test it out. Mm-hmm. Where we had a needle that people could push into one of the news in a different hat and actually feel the difference, and it'll be the distinct difference in the significant difference in force you have to put into the needle. And we would explain this is the exact same stress that the machine goes through every single time. And I think a lot of people are like me, like in theory, okay, that sounds nice, but how does that work in practice? But after that contraption, people were actually able to see and test how easily they could penetrate the front seam and just kind of glide through it. And I think that type of product was something of a dream that people didn't really think could be done. And now that it's out, it's just a matter of people really believing in it.
So how has it been received? I mean, I'm a huge fan, obviously. I mean, we are here. But how have you guys found it to be received, you know, from your customers that have bought, you know, earlier products or not the Flex, before the FlexFit new came out?
I mean, the response from our customers is phenomenal. Like David just mentioned, you know, when you bring a new idea to the market, you know, everyone is, they're not going to take your word for it right away. But after seeing it and trying it themselves, they're slowly, you know, turning around and paying more attention, I guess.
So has this grown your market share some? I would imagine that it has.
It has, and we're still working on it, but mm-hmm. So far so good. Yeah.
How long has has the FlexFit new been available? Because Atlantic City was the first time I had seen it. So
we first started to market the FlexFit new back in 2021.
So I'm late to the game.
But as you know, because everything was shut down. So officially we launched in 2021. But technically speaking, 2022 was our official launch, and okay. You guys were probably the first ones to actually see it real life at the show.
Okay.
Yeah, in Atlantic City.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. You know, we sewed samples here on it, and I mean, typically we're using a different manufacturer's hat, and I mean, it looks really good. It's almost like the embroidery looks a lot crisper too. I don't know if it's that material that it's made out of or the way it's constructed, but it was kind of neat to see.
Yeah, we took our, you know, we got a logo that that has two layers of puffy foam, embroidery foam, that we normally sew at shows. It's the Baradin logo with some other stuff incorporated into it. And, you know, I took that logo, threw this hat on the machine. We cranked it up around 850 stitches a minute, sewed it, no thread breaks. We looked at it and we're just like, man, the it just stands out better. It's almost like it's, I can't explain it. It's almost like it's glued on there or something. It doesn't even look like embroidery. It's got a really, like, I guess, crisp, like what Brandon said. You know, around the edges of the embroidery, it just looks so clean and finished. And that's what really impressed me about it. And I don't know. What did you say the material? It's not cotton twill, or it's cotton twill with what's spandex, I guess, or something in it?
Yeah, it's a poly rayon spandex mix.
Okay.
So it does very well with screen printing and heat transfers as well.
Yeah, it's a real smooth finish on it, which is, you know, some of these cotton twill caps, they get those ridges in them. And sometimes if you're doing lettering, especially, stitches want to follow along up and down in those ridges.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look quite as good. And I guess that's probably what Brandon and I are getting at, is just how much better the quality of the embroidery looks. And, you know, we didn't tweak the design or anything. You know, we just threw it on there. And
what was already in the machine.
And sewed it.
Yes, we've had a customer show us a hat that they did with artwork that was digitized to basically supplement the little ridge on a traditional six-panel hat that has the front seam sewn on.
Mm-hmm.
So when we used that digitized artwork on our FlexFit New, the center seam came out kind of weird. So I guess, yes, to prove your point, it does show a sharper decoration, and the center seam, how do I explain this? The ridge in the seam basically is non-existent. So it's a smoother surface overall.
Yeah, I noticed when we sewed the cap here, normally when we're sewing a cap, you can tell the machine makes a peculiar noise when it sews over the center seam.
Yeah.
And I noticed on this cap, it was almost like it was just sewing it on the, on the panel, on a flat panel. And I think that's going to be really beneficial to customers who, struggle with caps, or they want to do a better cap or a nicer cap, but, or they want to do the structured cap, but, they're afraid to sew them because, they break a lot of needles, or it just becomes really frustrated for them.
Yes, I mean, the majority of the times we have veterans walking into the booth and we explain the FlexFit advantages of the FlexFit New. And they're like, I have my technique. I just slow down and I don't have any use for it. But there are new players and new businesses coming into the industry every day. And not everyone has the experience of a 20-year-old guru. So that's where the FlexFit New comes in handy. It's for everyone.
That's a great point. I like that.
Yes.
The FlexFit New is for everyone. just like Pringles potato chips.
The motto is.
New people struggle, and that's something that we probably get more tech support calls from new people because they're new. They're learning.
Yes.
And a lot of them, I've had them say, I don't do caps, and I'm like, why don't you do caps? And I had an embroidery business, so I know the profit. Caps is a huge profit center. you're always going to sell caps, and I always tell folks, you got to sew caps because you're leaving a lot of money on the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
But they get really frustrated. They say, my customer wants this particular type of cap, and I've tried it. My machine won't sew it. The needles break. I have to slow it down. And you can get through it with certain techniques, just like what you said, and slowing the machine down, maybe going to a bigger needle in some instances, maybe going to a titanium needle. But, having something like this just makes it so much easier. And as I said a few minutes ago, it just takes the frustration out of it. And then once customers find out that, I can really do well with caps. In my opinion, caps, I would rather sew caps than flats.
Yeah,
first of all, they're easier. To me, they're easier to hoop. Because you got a center line to line them up. I hate hooping shirts. I hooped some shirts the other day, and we have hooping aids here and all that stuff, but I'm too lazy to use them. But, I always worry about, did I put it in? Is it too low? Is it too far to the left, too far to the right? To me, I love hooping caps. I've just never, they just seem easier to me.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I was going to say something.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So I think caps is like, it's a great type of product to have, whether you're branding or for an event. It's easy design. It's one of the first things you see on a person. And people, I think, tend to retain their caps longer than t-shirts. So I think it's a great option for all businesses. And with the new, I always like to say, you can brand better with the new because you're applying your designs as you intended, not just making compromises based on previous experiences on other caps.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I think I'm a hat person. Like I wear them 99% of my life. No joke. I want to bring up something that you mentioned about not having to buy different sizes of hats. I think what you said, this covers 10 different, basically the small, medium, the medium, or the large, extra large covers 10 different fitted hat sizes. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's something I never thought about, like having to buy stock of every different size and just keeping, basically half.
Well, I mean, the fitted hat look to me looks fancier.
It is fancier.
I wear snap. I got a peanut head, but I wear snapback hats.
The small, you need to make a infant cap for Bob because he's got a tiny little head.
I've got a big brain, but a small head. I can't help it. Just the way it is. But this, this hat fits me. This small medium fits me very well, and I've never been able to wear a flex fit because I don't know. They just seem like they just don't fit my head. But this one does.
It doesn't. It looks good. I mean, I hesitate to say this, but it looks good on you, which is tough for me to say.
Well, I know. I know it's hard. I'm a good looking man. I know that. But this makes me even better looking. I know it's hard for you to swallow.
It's not much of a talking point that we stress on, but we did design a sleeker, so there is a different silhouette in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So it, like compared to the other, like what is there, the Delta, and is that right?
Different. Compared to the regular flex fit or the fit high, the inner, the brim side, it's designed sleeker, but it fits a little bit better on smaller heads, I would say.
So who, if you can answer this, well, I'm sure you can, but I don't want to know the person's name, but who designs your hats? I mean, who do you guys sit around and say, "Oh, we need to make this way," or how does that whole thing work?
Well, we have an R&D department at our headquarters in Korea, and they do most of the brainstorming. We supply the needs, and they come up with the product.
So, is there a sample size of people like this profile of hat, or you just make something for everybody? Well, essentially you do, but yeah, that is interesting. Well, how this,
yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm interested too in knowing, I mean, like the American market versus the European market versus the Asian market. I mean, we have different heads.
Yeah.
I mean, or do we, or does one size truly fit all?
Well, Bob, you're basically answering your own question right now. That's where the FlexFit comes in.
One size fits all.
All right.
Yes.
But I guess I'm more talking about hat profiles. I mean, I cannot wear a high profile cap. I look like a goober. I look like I got a Volkswagen on my head.
Yeah.
So I like the low profile hats. And there's a lot of hats that I can't wear from some manufacturers just because they absolutely do not fit my head. I'll just look goofy. But this, I'd be proud to wear this to church. This is a church going hat right here. Hat.
Yeah. Well, the majority of our hats come in three different silhouettes: low, mid, and high profile.
Okay.
As you said, the mid profile is our top selling profile. It basically takes up about 80% of our sales. We basically, I guess, you know, the time that we spent in the industry just developing hats and manufacturing hats and research and developing hats, I guess that's where the fit comes from.
Just to add to that a little bit, I think being a manufacturing brand, we have our benefits, and being one of the largest global suppliers of hats,
right,
we have, I'd say, the largest database of what type of hats are being sold. And so I think we use that against our sales analysis. I mean, we get constant feedback from everybody, and R&D just kind of sits back and kind of measures and weighs in what is selling, what is not, and what's selling where and what's not. And our teams from each region kind of pick and choose. So I think we are able to fully customize, and we do have like a variety of sizes going from like youth toddler sizes all the way to XXL. But it's mainly curated towards data, which shows us what, because we can't have everything here. So there's an issue with warehousing and all that, but we try to focus everything on what is selling, what will be able to sell more.
So what is the FlexFit new is the newest. So run me through the different. So there's the 110. Is that right? And is that a snapback?
Yes. So in 2022, we launched the FlexFit new, which is the closed back version.
Right.
Comes in two different sizes. For this year, we launched the follow-up, which is the FlexFit 110 new.
Okay.
Our 110 new technology basically is similar to the FlexFit. It's one size covers 10 size ranges of normal fitted hats. Basically, like you said, yes. So basically, like you said, it does have a plastic snapback, but it also stretches.
Man.
Yeah. So for people who have unique head sizes that fall right in between those snaps,
that is
the FlexFit new is the answer.
That is Bob Stone.
That is my head. That is my head. Sometimes I feel as though my head's upside down. It was put on me upside down.
I was thinking the other way. I'll leave
that alone. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. So that 110, that's newer.
Yes.
Okay. That's the newest thing that's out. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not a huge fitted hat person just because.
Oh, I love them.
I'm like you. I feel like I'm too fancy.
No, I just love them. When I find a fitted hat that works, which is extremely rare.
Well, this is why this rare. Works because it covers the sizes.
So you know, I had a University of South Carolina cap that I bought 15 years ago, and it was fitted, and I found it, and I could. I don't know what brand it was. I have no idea. It may have been FlexFit, but. I love that hat. Remember the burgundy one?
Yeah, I know.
And it just got so dirty that I finally had to bury it at sea. But I love that hat. And I could never find another hat that fit me as well as that one did. It's like when I find one, especially me, you can wear any hat. You throw a hat on and you're good. But not me.
A lot of it is just my face.
Well,
that really makes everything shine.
That's your opinion.
Right. Yes. I'm entitled to it.
So I got a question. How many, I went to a cap factory 25 years ago when they were making stuff here in the States. And it amazed me how many steps went into making a cap. It was crazy. So how many, do you guys know how many steps actually go from cutting the material to everything? How many steps go into making the hat?
I mean, I don't know off the top of my head, but it's there's a few steps in there.
I mean, I think we have a hat academy at our headquarters that I had the privilege to go through, and it was just a snippet of the process. And even through that snippet, the final stages of building a hat, I had to go through like 7 or 8 stages, and it was just completely different stations, and maybe 4 different machines. It's insane what goes into these hats.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, it's probably not done this way now, but 25 years ago, I remember there was a dude that sat at a machine and took material and it made the button, just the button on top of the cap.
Is there a name for that? That top of that?
It's called the button.
Oh, top button.
Yeah. That's what it's called? Yeah. Okay. But he was just sitting there.
I was
there.
Expecting more.
It was feeding these metal buttons down in this thing, and he would put the cloth in there, and it would stamp it.
This is completely.
And it would spit it out. Like one day they would run red, all red.
Yeah.
The next day it would be black or blue or whatever. They didn't run all different types or build them. Mm-hmm. And then, but it was like 15 people touch this hat, and they took it. And you know what blocking is? They block them. They take each cap and put it on this wooden head. Back then, it was steam. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Yep. I guess they still do them that way, or do they?
I mean, they still do.
I just found it fascinating that they were at this time they were selling a blank hat for like $7, and how many people touched it.
Yeah.
I couldn't make that math work. Well, they made
millions.
But I don't know. I just find stuff like that fascinating.
You don't think about just like something that you put on your head every day, the process that goes.
And how many people touch that hat?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Literally handmade.
Yeah, handmade. I was going to say, I've got one hat that I love, and it's kind of like a dad hat, like what you're talking about. And that button has come off. And it's like a spear under that thing. I'm serious. That's what I was going to say. It's like a little pointy thing. And every time I like put my hand on top of my head, it's sharp, man. I wouldn't want to be that dude. He's got a tough job. Could be.
Oh, it's probably automated now, I'm sure. Yeah, but he was sitting there. There's like 3 of them sitting side by side. And they were just, I'm like, I wouldn't want that job.
Yeah, it's a team effort, guys.
Yeah. So
top button, that's as good as we get for that, the name of that thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could call it,
you know,
crown piece.
You don't want to overdo it.
You don't. I do.
Overthinking it. You're overthinking it.
I think, yeah, if you market the next FlexFit that you come out with, just rename that button. And that's the newest technology.
Yeah, a new technology for the button.
Yeah.
If your button comes off, it won't split your noggin open.
That's right.
How's that?
Yeah.
There you guys go. Hey, you can pay us later. There's your new marketing angle.
It'll pierce your hand. So, do you, besides the FlexFit side, do you guys do anything with the Yupong side as well? I know it's the same company, but we're talking FlexFit here.
So, I mean, yeah, our Yupong line, which is our non-stretchable headwear line.
I have one right now.
Yes. It's doing phenomenal as well. As you know, the truckers have been trending for the last, 7 to 5 years. And we're riding the wave. It's going very well. We're coming out with new silhouettes, like we talked about earlier, new exciting silhouettes. So, keep an eye out for next year's trade shows in Long Beach and Atlantic City. And you'll be able to see all the new products there.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I love hats, man. I got a closet full of them.
Yeah, it's a problem for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll find some that I haven't worn in years, and it's like a new hat because – it's gotten neglected, but I don't know. I guess it's all keeps the money coming in. We just keep buying hats. So, Richard, can you just give me a little bit of background on how you got started at FlexFit and, a brief history?
Well, yeah, I used to be in a totally different industry, but I had a manufacturing background, particularly clothing. So I kind of added the two together, and here I am. Luckily FlexFit, took me on board, and been together ever since.
How long have you been there?
Next year will be my 8th year.
Oh, good.
And David, you said you've been there. How long have you been there? 3 years?
Since May last year.
Oh, okay. Not that long. So what brought you over to FlexFit? Would you have a life before?
Well, I was in retail before. I was in marketing the largest part of my career. And I was in more of a premium price zoned retailer. And I think I got just kind of tired of the pretentiousness of how fashion can be sometimes. And in the process of that, I noticed FlexFit and how I could see FlexFit in so many different settings and environments, but not really know so much about the brand. And immediately I thought, oh, there that could be something that could change. And I jumped over and I saw that there's so many verticals that FlexFit was in, so many different variety of clients that we were dealing with, and the clientele that we had to supply to. It's just I'm learning something new every day, and that's basically what I want.
Cool.
So,
gentlemen, before we move forward, one more selling point that I forgot to mention earlier was, so since you gentlemen mentioned that you guys love hats, do you normally have issues with sweat stains on the front panels?
Brother.
Yep. Yeah.
I was getting ready to ask you this because you mentioned, I think you mentioned it, the whatever the technology is for the keeping the hat dry. And
yeah. So, yeah, I mean, another issue was, how do I get rid of the sweat stains? And traditionally, you're not supposed to wash headwear. So what we came up with is called Active Guard technology.
Yes, that was the word.
It started to get implemented all of our FlexFit new hats to begin with. And later on, it'll be added to all of our hats. So basically, it's a patented technology where the sweatband absorbs the sweat and the moisture, dissipates it onto the undervisor where it evaporates. Combine that with the polyester fabric, you're not going to have any sweat stains or any type of stains in the front panel.
Wow.
That is quite impressive.
I've got some nasty hats.
It's going to feel a lot comfortable, a lot drier.
So it basically wicks it away towards the underside of the bill. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we actually tested that theory out, or that technology out during ISS Atlantic City.
or no, actually, I was outdoor retailer. I'm sorry. And we had a mannequin that would spray water onto the sweat pad and show you where the water would end up.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see actual water kind of almost dripping from the undervisor before you see the panel starting to fill up. So I called it black magic, but it's incredible. It's something that we're really excited to be rolling out for all of our hats.
Yeah, so that'll be going to all the FlexFit soon. Is that what you said?
Yes, and Yupong style hat stuff as well.
Oh man,
that's cool. That's good. Because I'm follically challenged. I have no hair to absorb any of the. I don't think hair absorbs sweat anyway, but
I think it makes it worse. Honestly,
hair.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. My hats get pretty nasty. They had them on the grass today, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or weedy we got today.
The landscape people of you hear any background noise, but. Doesn't matter. Yeah, that is majority of my hats are extremely stained, which is kind of disgusting when you think about it. So that's
but you get a hat that fits. You don't I hate throwing them away. Usually my wife will say, "You got to get rid of that hat." I'm like, "I'm sorry, honey, but I'll divorce you before I throw away this
hat."
What
happens to mine? It falls apart. So I just separate and then I just cut the panels off and turn to a visor. it evolves. No, that is really cool. Like I was trying to get back to that. You had mentioned that Active Guard before, and that was something that I had not heard about. That mannequin thing, I would like to see. That was not set up at Atlantic City?
No, unfortunately, that was an outdoor retailer back in June. Okay. We should have something similar for our next show.
Awesome.
We had a dummy on our booth in Atlantic City.
Yeah, it was there.
We called him Brandon.
I also sweat from various locations.
Yeah. So, all right. So look, how many colors are you offering in the FlexFit New? Just let our listeners know what you got, where can they get them, website and all that stuff. And we'll put it on the video too, all the info, all the pertinent info.
Good question. The FlexFit New comes in 8 different colorways, all the major colorways. The FlexFit 110 New comes in 6 different colorways, and they're all top-selling colorways as well. Currently, you could purchase these hats from the Alpha Broder website.
Okay.
SNS website. And pretty soon on Sanmar's website as well.
Okay.
Nice.
So I was just looking because I have some blank Yupongs over here that I've yet to sew. Are there camouflage patterns in the FlexFit New yet? This is a personal question, so sorry.
I guess, Brandon, you like camo, huh?
Well, exactly. I've got that, what is it, the forest, the multicam or whatever. I was just curious. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So the way that we proceed with new color ads is by we present the primary colors first, review the sales for a good few years, and then decide to add more colorways.
Gotcha.
So to answer your question, yes, pretty soon.
Okay. Understood. Yeah, I was just browsing through the website on here. So, anything you can do to help a brother out, I appreciate it.
We'll keep that in mind.
So, you guys, you have anything else that you want to add to this? I know everybody's busy, and we'll let you get back to your day. But anything you want to tell our listeners, our viewers about the hat? We've been talking about them to everybody. I mean,
yeah.
we're impressed with them. We think it's an excellent product.
Right. Well, I really appreciate that. And I think, the FlexFit New is FlexFit New 110 is our most recent development. We're always constantly developing new products. I think that's what kind of fuels these new innovations. So I'd ask that everybody, fans, come check us out every now and then because we might have something new. Could benefit you.
Yeah, and if you guys, if you ever want to send us some samples that we can keep in our show kit. You know, we'll show them at the show on the booth. I mean, you know, we have Hoop Masters there and some products, you know, that we believe in, and customers ask us all the time, well, what do you think about this, or what's a good hat, or what's a good product to do this or this. You know, we're getting ready to do the Fort Worth show here in about 3 weeks, I think. And, you know, we're planning on sewing the new FlexFit new hat there and showing our customers. Cool. So we're going to be promoting your product for you. But anything you want to do, we try to help each other out in this industry. If there's a good product that we believe in, obviously it makes our life easier. We're all up to help you out.
Oh, really appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate
the offer. If you can help out with, please let us know.
That sounds good. I'll make sure to put the website links, all the social media stuff in the description, and on iTunes and all that stuff too. That way people can get directed to your guys' website and social media pages and all that good stuff.
That would be beautiful.
Okay. Sounds good. And I'll follow up with a set of samples for your shows as well.
Yeah, that'd be good. I keep them with our trade show stuff, and they travel to the shows, and it would just we're going to be sewing your caps at the shows. But if you guys have anything that you would like, you know, for customers to see that they ordinarily wouldn't see at a show or whatever, that's kind of, you know, like a different color or a different style or something, we'll be glad to promote it for you.
Anything that interested in marketing, I'll forward it to you.
Yeah, okay. We're happy to help you out. Like I said, you know, this is a very small industry. You know, we like to think we're a huge industry, but we're not. But anytime we have a product that comes along that, you know, that we believe in, and we got no problem in telling folks about it.
That's great.
All
right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we thank you guys. And anything else you need to?
No, I really enjoyed this. I learned something today. Good, yeah. I was looking forward to talking to these guys, and I look forward to meeting you guys at some point in the future.
Cool. Well, Bob, I believe I met you at AC.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't make much of an impression on me because I don't remember you.
could be. Hey,
no, I'm just kidding. You know, it shows you meet so many people. It's
yeah.
Well, are you going to be in Texas?
Not this year.
Okay. All right.
Not this year.
Well, any shows you guys, whatever shows you guys come to, please let us know. We'd love to talk to you there and introduce you to some customers. And
yeah, you guys were right behind us in Atlantic City.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
I didn't get to talk, but I went over there and saw some hats. I was having to be a booth operator.
Yeah. You had to do your job.
Not too much of, yeah, there you go. All right. Well, we'll let you guys go, and I'll make sure, like I said, I'll put all the links in the description and stuff. And we really appreciate the time, the opportunity, and thanks for making really good products. And yeah, wishing you guys the best moving forward.
Likewise, yes, gentlemen. Thank you for giving us a chance, and thank you for helping us promote our new styles.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're happy to do it. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cool.
That was very cool.
I was just like scrolling through the FlexFit page over here. It's like that 110 looks really cool.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah. Basically that, just add a snapback to it. So you still have a snapback.
Yeah, see, I like this because I'm excited because I never can find one to fit.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That hat is for you.
And they have changed something on this hat that fits me. I don't know if they've made it smaller or not, but it fits my little peanut head. And I really like this. I'm going to make me a couple personal hats with some logos.
I have those two Yupong hats over there that I have yet to sew. I don't know why. Stupid.
Now you've had them hanging on there for 2 years.
It's been close to a year. I don't know.
I know they've always made a great hat. I know that.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a relationship with another cap, you know, cap manufacturer too that makes good caps, but. You know, there's some really good stuff out there, and for them, and I can't stress this enough, how they've if you're having trouble with the trucker style hats, high profile hats, or the ones with the thick seam, I encourage you to please, you know, just buy a few of these. They said at Alpha Broder, Sanmar, SNS, and just try them, you know. I don't know what they cost. Doesn't matter. Check the website wherever you get your stuff. But I can tell you, it's nice to be able to
refer. You know, people ask like, "Oh, what kind of hat would you sew on?" It's nice to have, you know, be able to say, "Oh, this," because we've sewed it. This works really good, and just have confidence in promoting a product.
Yeah, I'm not going to promote it. I'm not going to knock it, but I'm not going to promote something if it doesn't work. You know, but I truly like this hat. I was very impressed with it. And I like the fact that they make them in, he said they made them in three profiles, right?
Yeah. Well, they have three profiles in general. I don't
know. But maybe not this. But anyway, this is a little bit lower profile, which I like. It's not like you're wearing a billboard.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got an issue, but.
Don't give me a complex.
It gets over a certain height.
It just looks goofy.
Start to look like,
and I don't know why. Why is that? You and your brother can wear these big tall caps.
I don't know about that.
I can't.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
And you know, my dad, he couldn't wear a low profile hat. He's like, I would never wear something like that.
That's, yeah, he always wore.
He always wore the big.
But he wore a hat like this anyway. He didn't put it on his head.
But anyway.
All right, that was good stuff, man.
Yeah. Thanks. You know, thanks to Richard and David for taking the time, out of their schedule and talking to us about this new cap. And like I said, we saw him in Atlantic City, and I told Brandon, I said, this is a game changer. It truly is. If you're having trouble sewing some of these caps, I'd give them a try.
And it's another option too. That's like, you don't want to just put all your eggs into one basket.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and we're not, we like all caps. We like all of them. Well, there's a few that we don't recommend. We're not going to mention any names because we're not like that. But there's a few that nobody likes.
I'm not with you on this.
You know what I mean?
I don't.
I don't know what I mean. I'm just talking about some of these caps that you pay a dollar for.
I'm not knocking.
I'm not saying a particular brand. Okay. It's like, you know, the bill is sewn on sideways. Or it's you know,
I was like, is there something you don't know? You just had like, I've seen people like trying to run a sample on some dollar store.
Oh my goodness.
Don't do that. That's what you're getting at. I was like, where are you?
A little story. I was, before you and Jamie came along, I had a forehead in here and Letty brought some caps. She kind of run my caps. I said, of course you can. She brought these caps in. And when I saw them, I knew this is going to be a pain.
Oh, yeah.
They were horrible. First of all, you couldn't get them. She wanted to see four hats on the forehead. Again, no issue. I
there probably
that.
Wasn't a one of
each
them.
Each one of them was like, and they were so stiff. They were stiffer than any Richardson hat I'd ever seen. I broke needles, and at the end, I'm like, "Look,
lady, take your hats.
I said, they actually look pretty good. I said, but they weren't digitized very well. And I said, look, I said,
this is the best I can
do. I said, these hats are really bad. And I'm not knocking where you get your hats. She said, well, yeah, but I get them really cheap. I said, well, there's a reason this stuff is cheap. But anyway, long story short, she ended up buying a machine. She said, I couldn't even do what you did on my machine. I'm like, oh my goodness! Yeah, I mean, you know, buy good stuff.
Cheap hats ain't good, and good hats ain't cheap.
And that's another thing. You know, everybody's looking for value, and they want to save money. I get that. I understand that. But you're not doing anybody any favor by buying this dollar store hat.
Yeah, that was my point too about trying to save money. Like, you know, if you've got to buy 6 7/8, 7.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like, I was trying to get to that. I don't know if it ever got across that you buy a small, medium, or a large, extra large,
yeah,
and you cover all those bases. That's something I didn't really think about.
Well, you could stock more colors too, because you've got more room. You don't have to. Yeah. I mean, are they still selling hats in numerical sizes? I know New Era does. New Era does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's other manufacturers. Yeah. Like a 6/7/8 and yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And they never all, you get three of them and they never all fit the same.
They are.
I know the Major League Baseball hats, which are New Eras, mm-hmm. are all have the number, you know, number on them. And I was always between sizes. You know, one's too big and the other one just hurts my head after
or
a while.
If you're like me, like you have a lot more hair at one point and then you get a trim, it's like, well, my hat don't fit right.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding either. Like I've gone down a hat size since I've cut my hair.
Well,
I've had to tighten a buckle up. And if I give you this hat and you put it on, you'd be like,
oh, it would fall over my ears.
It'd fit better than it did.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, that's pretty exciting stuff. The sweat technology, I don't know what it's called. Whatever he was talking about, active dry.
I didn't know it had that in there.
I didn't either.
And I need to get one of these, just even a blank one, and take it to the gym because
that was what I was getting at. That's why I was like, hey, these camouflage, and this is all a personal thing for me because I'm sitting here thinking like, man, 90% of the hats that I take out into the woods mm-hmm. look like dog crap.
That's because you're walking, carrying a pack, carrying a bow and arrow, a cannon. So,
a camel?
A cannon.
Oh.
Maybe you are a camel. I don't know.
Not a camel.
Maybe you are.
So if you could get that in, you know, some camouflage patterns, and I know they have camouflage patterns, just not in that yet. So that's exciting for me personally.
If you saw my wife is your mother. I've got a Guilford College hat that I wear at the gym every morning. It is, first of all, you can smell me coming. It stinks. She washes it. I mean, I don't care what it looks like because it's my gym hat. But you can't get the sweat stains out.
That's pretty exciting.
I'm going to test their theory on this. I'm going to sweat in this thing. It's 99 degrees outside right now. I'm just going to run around the building wearing this and we'll see what happens. I'll report back later.
Yeah, please do. If you don't die.
If I don't die.
I want to see what that was called.
What was called?
Active Guard. There we go.
That's what they're calling. Sounds like a deodorant, doesn't it?
Yeah, which I guess kind of, in theory, it is.
No.
That's not a deodorant. It's
no.
It's an antiperspirant.
Isn't that a deodorant?
No.
Deodorant covers the smell.
Right.
You sweat, but you don't stink. Sweating.
Which is not an antiperspirant. It's a wicking technology. Yeah. That's the word. Cool and dry tech. All right, cool. And dry.
And tech.
And tech. And
tech. All right.
Okie doke. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, just the Fort Worth is
21st?
14, 15, 16.
Oh, gosh. I was waiting.
Isn't that right?
I'm not going.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Not important to me.
Well, it is to our listeners. Yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday show. It's the September 14th, 15th, and 16th. The Impressions Fort Worth at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. We will be there. The last show of the year, which is kind of odd because usually Charlotte is the last show of the year, and Charlotte was in the spring. But next year, Charlotte's going to be in the fall. So go figure.
Charlotte needs to get their crap together.
I'd rather have Charlotte in the fall. Yeah, it was a better show in the fall.
It was. I mean, it was a good show, but was too close to.
We had all those shows in a row.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like showed out.
I don't do it nowhere near as well.
Listen, I've got a show in Canada in September too. So Fort Worth will not be my last show. But anyway,
all righty. Well, good to be back. Thanks everybody that listened and comments. Anything you'd like to see in the upcoming shows, let us know.
Caps. If you want to know more about caps?
Yeah, I'll make sure to put all that stuff in the old description. Yeah. I thought you were going to say something.
I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
How's this look?
Man, you look like the dude from Tiger King.
I've never watched that show, so I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not a show. It's a real thing.
I've never seen that.
The guy who took over Joe Exotics.
I don't know who that is.
I think his name was Rob, maybe. When you put that hat on.
Really?
He wears a bandana under his hat. I'm going to show you a picture of this. Actually, I'm going to put it in the video. So check it out. All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, thanks. We got to go.
Subscribe, comment, share it with your friends. See you guys on the next one.
Thanks for watching,
folks.
Adios.